Welcome, everybody. This is Ash coming at you again for another daily inspirational call. Hey, look at this. Once you make a decision and commit to doing whatever it takes to make it happen, simply repeating the process until you arrive at what you want to be. What does that really mean? Once you make the decision right, even if you feel later that the decision might be wrong. In other words, have that attitude of stick to whatever it takes to make it happen. So a couple of things I wanted to go over with you. It's called the 95% factor. You know, the political polls and surveys and studies, and the list goes on, people are fascinated to know what the rest of the world is up to, right? They always want to focus on, hey, what is somebody else doing? Suppose the purpose of gathering such information is to use it towards the positive end instead of a negative end. Or at the very least, it should be used to prevent things from getting worse. Somehow it doesn't always seem to come across that way. Well, as I mentioned, the 95%, how it works is very, by the time we reach 65, 95% of the population, that is, they're either dead or broke. Did you know that? While it may seem that this looks like a little disturbing, the fact is true. Unfortunately, it seems like though most people often ignore the information like this. They, you know, by the time you're 20, 25, oh, that won't happen to me. It's going to be somebody else. I got a long life to live, right? So what does it take? Well, what's even more disturbing is that the possibility of breaking that cycle is almost too obvious. Simply put, to achieve results that are different from what 95% of the population is achieving, we need to do what's the top 5% are doing, and that is to encourage those that we're leading to do the same, daring to be different. If you continue to do what you've always done, then you'll continue to have what you've always had. Perhaps you've heard that phrase ever so often before and became a cliche. If that was the case, you may also need to look at it again from a different angle, the perspective of accomplishment. Suppose you've accomplished what you have set out to achieve. You have your finances in order, plenty of time and spent time with those who you care about, and the satisfaction of what you earned and every bit of it that you have. Why would you want to change now? You probably wouldn't. Once you discover what code works for you may not work for others. However, if you lie in life, then the point is across that the repetition of moaning and dissatisfaction, you may be coming considering that something else may be more effective. That may preclude you from doing what is right now. That's often easier than said than done. You've grown accustomed to your own routine. There's a certain way of amount of security of knowing what you're doing right now. For example, let's look at your job. For those of you that are working for somebody else, you know that the income you made 2 weeks ago is going to be the same this week. So you know what works. So you cling to it. It becomes comfortable. You know, we as humans, we don't like change all the time. Very few people do because they get so used to it. And the fear of the change is uncertainty. And uncertainty is where you become confused because uncertainty causes people not to move forward. Remember this, when you made a purchase of anything, whether it was a car or a house, you always felt certain before you put your John Hancock on that dotted line. You felt certain that this will produce results for you, what you're looking for. Even though you knew that there's no guarantee on it, right? Nothing has a 100% guarantee. I mean, in life, the only thing that's guaranteed is death and taxes, right? That's going to happen for sure. So why is it that you still took a leap of faith? Because you knew that there's a way, that there is a right, and there's a light at the end of the tunnel that you can get to. So shed the dead weight off. What makes some people change and move ahead? Have you ever noticed how much faster you can travel when you're carrying a little lighter load? Imagine going through life with added burden and all the negative thoughts that 95% of the people on the planet have. According to many surveys, most people hate their jobs and are deeply in debt. In spite of all that, they probably won't do anything to significantly change their lives in a good fashion. On the other hand, judiciously following the practices of the remaining 5% can change your life remarkably. As soon as you see your true potential and realize you can reach it, you start losing negative baggage. The pace of achieving change quickens, and you focus on what can be done. You may also be saying that, you know what, this vehicle may work for me. You know, the challenge with failure sometimes is when people try other opportunities and then they say, you know what, it didn't work. The problem is it pulls you back from being more open-minded or being able to really go at another opportunity. For example, just recently I had somebody come in and say, you know, they were in another business similar to this, and they said, you know, it didn't go well, and they promised all these nice, you know, benefits that they would get, and they didn't get it. So now they become even more cautious here in this opportunity just because, and I agree, that sometimes, you know, you're going to be held back because you don't want to step on thin ice, and you're afraid that, from what I learned last time, I'm going to be extra careful. And what happens is you miss out on the opportunity at hand, which could be a great winner for you. Let me give you an example. And I talk about this in the previous one, but it's something that has to be told again. Your percentages of chance, if you've been in other businesses before, my friends, your chances of being in this business goes up dramatically. And even if this business doesn't work for you, your chances will go up on the next opportunity if you keep trying. Because here's one of the lessons I've learned. The more things you try in life, the more experience you will get. And guess what? The more successful you'll become. I agree that you will have more failures too. That's a given. That's just part of life. And you have to have the failures to have the success. Imagine if there was no such thing as the word failure, and all you did to everything you were when you were born is everything was a success. You wouldn't have any muscles because your brain muscles wouldn't know the difference between good and bad. You got to have the bad to see how the good is, right? So it makes you appreciate that hard work doesn't go unnoticed. And it does take hard work to build a business. Now, even though there's claims out there that you hardly have to do anything to make six figures and everything, realize that deep down inside, that is good marketing. I'll tell you why. Because once you, it's just like an airplane. In the beginning, it takes a lot of effort and energy. But once it's up there, it's gliding, you know, 600 miles an hour at hardly any effort. When you're marketing the speed of an aircraft and the effort it takes to get up there, you're going to market how good it's doing at its peak. How good it's doing at its peak, not how good it's doing when it's about to take off, all the struggles it has to go through. Fine, though, wind resistance is much higher when you're lower altitude, and it's much lower when you're much higher. So therefore, when we're marketing how fast the airplane goes, do you think they're going to talk about it goes 200 miles an hour? No. That's the speed when it's landing, or that's the speed when it's taking off, right? Either one of those. But you want to market how good that plane is doing at its peak. So when people say to me, oh, this is a business that I thought I can just come in and hit 2-3 buttons and, you know, and I could be a millionaire overnight. That is true at the level of the peak. There's people in the internet marketing business that literally come in, work 1 hour in the morning, set their campaigns up, hit the enter button, and then next day they make $10,000 or more. Now, a brand new person coming in can do that? Absolutely not. I don't believe so, at least. But you have to build to that level, just like a plane raising to that level. So when you come in this business saying, hey, look, the conversions have to make sense. But get this, if the conversions don't work in the first time, it doesn't mean they won't work the second time. You have to tweak. You have to learn from each failure. You have to go back to your drawing board, go back to the books, go back to the videos and training and see maybe you missed a word, maybe you missed a step. And that's what's going to make you an entrepreneur. You got to feel it in your gut that this business will make sense. Logically, even if other businesses were a failure. And how do you do that? And one of the ways to do it is to listen to the message over and over again, at least 2 times. And then apply that in your life as well. You'll see that when you start building momentum in your business, life becomes much, much easier and it's a lot of fun. So the 95% factors that we've been ingrained since we're young is that how we should live life. Go to school, get a good job, get a good education, get a good job. Nothing wrong with that. However, we have to come out of that cocoon of an entrepreneur because they think differently, the 5%. By the time you're age 65, you want to have enough nest egg to enjoy your life. So you have to do things differently. What makes Warren Buffett different than from a typical worker working at, let's say, in a factory? The mindset. If you were to take his mindset, look at his brain, what goes through his mind? He's thinking about where to use his money to make more money. The employee's mindset, how can I, you know, use my money to pay my bills? That's it. How to cut back. They're thinking of minimizing their cost as much as they can, right? But realizing that a cost is a cost, but an investment is a return on investment. Investment is something that expands, it builds on you. So you have to look at your money as how can you capitalize on building a bigger nest egg by using the right vehicle to get there. Even if that vehicle may fail once or twice, it doesn't mean it's going to fail all the time. You got to get good at learning where the opportunities lie. Now, to achieve results that are different from the 95% of the population is achieving, we need to do what the top 5% is doing and encourage those and the other people that want to be the same in that direction. The difference between show and tell. Let me tell you something. Giving is temporary. Showing is permanent. Okay, let's say you're on a job and you're given an assignment for your people. As a leader, you divide the work so that each person has a stake in the completion of the job. You give everyone a deadline and a different time to keep up and apprised of his or her progress. As the accomplishment of the mission moves along, you are faced with two people that are falling behind with each passing day. Behind the leader, it's ultimate. Your responsibility is to assigning and the completion. Your superiors aren't interested in who did it or what was done. They're interested in the results. Their only concern is one thing, the completion of the task within the deadline time frame. The first person you visit readily admits he doesn't actually know how to accomplish his particular task. And he mentions to you that if he was to show him how to do it, he believes he can learn enough so he can complete the task. To consider this, if you were, let's say, going through and teaching them on how to do this task in the within the deadline time period, and you showed them the ropes, there's a good chance they would do it. On the second worker comes to you and says, and he stops to see you and admits the defeat. Okay, and he admits that the fact that he was simply couldn't do it and didn't have the ability to do it. Okay, you try to reach out to them and say, hey, you know what? What is it that you were doing? You try to figure out what they were doing wrong, right? You're also figuring out what they did right because you got to focus on both. In fact, more of the latter, more than anything, because if they're doing something right, you have to pick up on that and build on it. You know, your boss sometimes commends you for completing your tasks within a prescribed time frame. In fact, you are immediately given another task and promise them certain words upon completion, given the fact that you have the same people to work with. What do you suppose will happen with the workers? The person that you encourage the most is going to do the best. The person you condemn the most is going to do least. It's simple fact. You got to get them focusing on what you're doing right. That's another big success principle. So I want you to apply these techniques in your business. I want you to look at this business that this is something that's going to take you to that next level. Focus on your goal for a minute. Did you write down your goals, by the way? If not, let's get into it. I'm going to do a separate section on that, but today I want you to apply this and let's get your business to the next level. Have an awesome day. Be brilliant.